This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Lexicon of Life's Learnings.
Yes, it's the time of the week where we ask you what you've learned. Rebecca, what did you learn this week?
Dash cams are absolutely invaluable in vehicles.
Oh, Rebecca, this sounds like you've had a tough week. What happened to you?
Oh, my goodness. I was driving to work and stopped at the traffic. The P-plater behind me decided to not stop, claiming that it was sun glare and he didn't see my brake light. Dash cam proves he's daydreaming on the other side of the road.
Right. So now he ran up the back of you, but your dash cam got this or his?
No, mine. I've got front and rear dash cams that I've installed, and it was just so good to be able to show that actually, no, you were being a real muppet looking at the other side of the road.
Yeah.
Such nice peace of mind.
That is great, Rebecca. I'm glad that you're okay and good that it's all sorted now. But I don't have a dash cam. I think I might invest in one. Thank you. Let me write this in the book, all right? Why stop at one dash cam when you can go CCTV right around your vehicle? Robert in Epping. Morning, Robert. What did you learn this week?
Look, I got a habit. I reuse the kids' Ziploc sandwich bags, sort of turn them inside out, the inside, to pick up the puppy poo from the backyard.
Ah!
Puppy poo bags. But I've learnt this week, you've got to check for holes first. That's not what the kid's been doing.
What exactly happened there, Robert?
Oh, look, it was a bit of a messy situation. I'll have to leave it to your imagination.
Okay, but, all right.
Once I realised what had happened, it was time for a big wash.
Okay, all right, let me write that in the book. You can use a sandwich bag for poos or sandwiches. Just make sure you get it to the right person at the right time. Your kids, your kids want a sandwich. They don't want the other thing, do they, Robert?
No, you got to give it a good rinse after that if you want to reuse it.
No, Robert, we're not doing that. Morning, Nathan. What have you learned this week, buddy?
I've learned the wonderful way of getting the little one to calm down and get ready for bed. Take him for a little walk outside in the evening. Only 5 minutes around the garden, and he just snuggles down, and it works an absolute treat.
Oh, that's awesome. I really like that. So you're saying you're going for a walk just around your backyard, not the streets?
Just around the backyard, I live in a unit complex, just around the complex outside, isn't it?
Okay.
Evening, it's so easy.
Yeah, it sounds really easy. All right, I'm going to write that in the book, Nathan. Your kids will calm down with a walk. Try to avoid anything interesting or stimulating as you go. I think we need to round this up with a great call we've got from Vanessa. Vanessa, what did you learn this week?
Hi, Sam. I learned this week not to leave your baby without a nappy on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes it's good for them to go bare bottom, to dry out a little bit. But what exactly took place in your house, Vanessa?
Okay, so I got home from work and I gave my baby some cuddles. I changed his nappy, put him down on his little mat, and I just left him without a nappy while I walked to the kitchen, picked up my coffee cup. By the time I turned back, there was a masterwork of an art on that mat.
Now, when you say art, it's not something that's going to stand in a gallery, I'm guessing.
Oh, I don't know about that, I guess. It was white. There was white and maroon.
Okay, all right. It's breakfast time, Vanessa. I'm going to write this in the book because I think this is pretty important. Carpet cleaner is your friend. Susan in Minto. What did you learn this week?
I learned that mums don't get sick days.
Oh, Susan, you're unwell.
I was earlier in the week.
Okay, yeah, it's true. It's, you can take sick leave from work, but when your job's being a mum at home, you don't get any other choice because your children are always needy. How old's your child?
8 months.
Oh, 8 months. Oh, that's hard work. Babies should learn how to use remote controls to watch Bluey to give their mums a break. Train them early. It'll be good for you, Susan. I've also got Zyra on the phone. Zyra, what's your fun fact you learned this week?
That J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter, invented Quidditch in the pub.
J.K. Rowling invented the game of Quidditch in a pub. I'm going to write that in the book, Zyra, because I find that a fascinating fact. Here we go. We very nearly had an 8th book, Harry Potter and the Chicken Palmer. Also got Gabriella, who's texted in. She's in year 4 and says, I learned that spiders vomit on their food before they eat it. to kill bacteria. Now, look, Gabrielle, that's a great fact. I'm sorry to everyone eating their breakfast right now who just spat it out, but...
Oh, wow.
It is a very cool fact. I'm going to write that in the book. Spiders enjoy the taste of their gastrointestinal tracts.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.